Hi, it's WMFO, Medford 902 in the morning. A nice smooth coming through. Hey, what are you guys doing here?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't hear nothing.
No? Do you have headphones that are on and plugged in?
Oh, you got to plug them in.
You got to plug them in or else they're not going to...
Who knew?
They are plugged in.
Yeah, are they?
How about that?
Can you hear now? No?
I hear nothing.
All right.
I always hear nothing in my head.
I can hear nothing.
I don't hear nothing.
Yeah. So, Mike here until 11 a.m. I'm here with two guys, and I'm kind of scared to mention your names because you go, don't call me that, don't call me that, whatever.
You know my name.
I think you're Mark Davey.
Yes, that's fine.
From the band Wrong Path.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you look like pictures I've seen. Ian James?
Yes, indeed.
Ian James Music.
Mr. James, yes.
Yeah, can you hear him now?
Mr. James. Can you?
Yeah, he can.
All right, fixing headphones here. All right. So anyway, we're here till 11 a.m., 2 hours. Well, a little less than 2 hours now. But these guys
Let's go get on with it.
Yeah. I'm trying to. If you would just stop talking.
I'm only believing.
Yeah. These guys are, singer-songwriters.
Morons.
Goons.
Goons, yes. Very good.
Well, let's do some dictionary talk.
Okay.
Can you use the word goon in a sentence?
I know two goons that do a radio show.
That'd be these guys. They refer to themselves as goons.
Mr. James has got
a friend over there that he does a radio show with on Friday nights.
Mr. Christian.
Where is Christian? He never shows up.
Well, Mr. James and Mr. Christian, they don't.
I just want to clear the air on that, right? Because he starts a lot of guff on his radio show with his buddy Christian about me.
He being Mark Davey.
Mark Davey's always on that Cosmic Corner show talking about Ian James and how Christian doesn't get along with him or doesn't like
him.
I didn't know that. They
hate each other. I don't know why.
But no, let me clear the air.
Let him clear the room over here.
The truth of it is like. Christian, he's got a great radio program, everything that's fun.
He thinks so.
But he's like this hobbyist musician type, and he sent me some songs once. He wanted me to critique some of his songs, so I gave him some feedback.
Sure, because you're Ian James.
Yeah,
that's what
Ian
you do.
James. So yeah. I gave him a little bit of feedback, and it didn't it was constructive, but he didn't take it constructively. He took it as a personal assault.
I hate when that happens.
So, it's
ugly.
So every time I'm in the studio...
I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah, no. It's me and Mr. James will go in the studio and whatever, and if Mr. Chris Chin is around, he ends up walking out the door.
Yeah. Well, but he doesn't walk out the door on Friday nights on Mark's Skin Radio.
No, on Friday nights, no, because
that's
on
the Cosmic Corner.
Yeah, that's his gig.
And you just go there and you just
help
him.
I'm just a co-host. I'm just there to be, silly.
Yeah, you laugh a lot. Yeah.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah, Friday nights, 8 p.m. usually.
8 p.m. on
MarkSkinRadio.com.
Yeah.
Two goons. I was telling you guys I'm really tired outside and I blamed you.
Because you look tired, Mike.
I am tired because I listened to you guys and I can't stop listening.
You listened to the Cosmic Corner?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I'm the one.
You
were the one. He wasn't the only one. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So all three of us are going to be here for the 2 hours. Sorry about
lucky
that.
Lucky people I know, huh?
Yeah. We're going to be playing music and we're playing some of these goons' music.
Ooh.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Other music because you're DJs also in your own right and,
DJs?
And all that good stuff.
The DJs? Yeah. DJs? I don't know. Well, Mr. James is a guitarist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Songwriter, singer.
It's Mr. James now.
Mr. James.
Well,
yeah.
He says all kinds of shit.
FCC in
blow
the door.
Up. See, on their radio station, it's not FCC controlled, so they can say whatever they want.
Yeah. Well, I pay a lot of heavy fines.
He does.
FCC. FCC.
He does.
So,
if we did a cooking show, we couldn't say shiitake mushrooms either.
No. Right, or shih tzu.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that because every time I leave the Cosmic Corner, there's an FCC guy sitting on my front door at my house. So it's. Not good.
I think that was Chris Chin actually just posing as a...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Chris Chin. He is. Well, you can have an ego.
All right.
You can have an ego.
I have nothing to say about that. I'm going to get out of this by playing some new Cheap Trick. Is that okay?
Awesome.
All right.
What a cheap trick that is.
This is called...
You're getting us out already. Look at him shutting
The summer
up.
Looks good on you. Brand new from Cheap Trick. We'll be back. Maybe. In MFO.
The summer. Yeah.
they caught me in broken, I'm new. When they caught me evil, I'm new. When they caught me ruined, I'm new. I would always find my way to you. When I beg forgiveness, then you. When I beg for mercy, then you. When I beg for nothing, then you. I would always find my way to you.
on my ears, will you?
It is still WMFO, isn't it? I think it is.
It is. So far. Yeah.
You still on the air?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was a great track there that there was a request for Mr. Mark Davey, one of his favorites. Tell us all about that song. Yeah.
I know nothing about it.
Right.
It's Misfits.
Yeah. I said, hey, do you know everything by the Misfits? I'm like, yeah, look, we got all this stuff. He goes, which anyone plays? He's like, I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
Play anyone you want.
Anyone. I haven't heard that stuff forever.
I got to say, though, that was better than I feared.
I know.
Yeah, it's good
I
stuff.
I feared, too. I was fearful.
Yeah.
So don't make fun of me.
No, you did a good thing without even knowing that you did it.
You done good.
You done good. I don't know how, but you did.
Yeah.
That was Misfits and Descending Angel from your favorite record, Famous Monsters.
Yes, I know all about it.
Yeah. Psych Furs before that from a collection called The Psychedelic Furs Super Hits. Heaven, another request for you, Mr. Davey, Gary Newman. No relation. 2017 had a new record called Savage, Songs from a Broken World. That was My Name is Ruin.
Savage. That's savage.
Like Randy.
I can need to see the dentist.
No.
Yeah, and drain some of that All right, it's disgusting. Frightened Rabbit was just before that, 2010. They had a record called The Winter of Mixed Drinks.
I don't
remember any of that.
Why was he frightened?
Because of mixed drinks.
Is that why?
Yeah. In the winter, yeah.
That was nothing like you. The winter is scary.
Yeah.
Don't even tell me it's not. And Cheap Trick, New Noise, started us off, The Summer Looks Good on You.
Does it look good on you?
I'm looking in the mirror now, and I would say it does.
You look tired, Mike.
Really? Where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah, I said that when I saw
you. About 20 minutes ago, I think.
Yeah.
Probably here in about 3 more minutes, too.
Yeah, so Mark Davey and Ian James here. Mark,
you lucky bastard.
Yeah. Mark, you might know, works on the Cosmic Corner radio show with this guy called Chris Chin, who didn't show up today.
He didn't show up today. I was very upset because he didn't show up because I was here with Mr. Ian James.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in this.
It's not really a fight. It's really his issue. It's his issue. It's not my issue.
Yeah.
So
we were in the Native Cave Studios finishing up the album, and Mr. Chin and I were there, and here comes Mr. Ian James to do some of his leads.
But
and
he
so
told
forth.
Me he was coming in and everything. And I said, you know, Ian's going to be there. It's like, cool.
Yeah, right.
Didn't say anything.
I got up this morning and said, you know, we're ready to go. Let's go. And I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah.
So I.
That's all right.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. Well, whatever. Screw him.
Yeah.
We have new music from Ian, right? We're going to play that sometime at 10 o'clock hours.
Good stuff. Play it right now. This is good stuff. Play it right now.
Play it right now. Yeah, but it's the way it works. I got to cue it up before I can actually do that.
So
I can't do it.
Are you going to be all professional now?
Never.
Cool.
Never. No. And we also have Mark Davies' band. Is your band Wrong Path?
It's my band, Wrong Path. That's pretty much my life story.
All right, don't be so excited about it.
But it's
it's like, yeah,
well,
it's
no, I just wish Mr. Christian was here and Mr. Ian James were all three of us, and we all worked on the album, you know, and he's not here, and very disappointed.
Christian, he didn't do anything. He helped out a little bit.
Did you ever see that kid's hair?
Oh.
He's got some great hair.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised to hear you say that, Ian. I didn't think that you'd be so complimentary about
him. No, see, that's the thing. I like the guy. It's all right.
The problem is his, not...
Exactly.
Not,
that's what I'm saying. He can't take criticism. Yeah. See, he asked for some feedback. He got some feedback, and it didn't jibe with his mind, man.
Yeah.
I can't help him there.
For a day. I mean, you know, it has nothing to do with Mr. James.
No, I don't care.
No, I don't know what happened.
I think...
Mr. James, I know you're a rock star and everything,
but
those yellow glasses you're wearing,
I don't know,
it puts me in the mind of jaundice.
It's funny you say that.
I don't know.
I was born with that. Yeah.
Jaundice Joe Namath.
Yeah, so I've been seeing yellow all my whole life.
It's pissy.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, now.
What a real pissy.
You're in trouble now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't be yellow about your mustard.
No. See, so this is
that Dijon.
This is kind of what you get. This is kind of what you get with the Cosmic Corner.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
It's a taste of it.
A little bit, yeah.
But it's much different when Chris is here.
I'm no Christian, though. I can't walk in his shoes.
I can't be as silly with Mr. James here because he's not grandfathered.
Yeah, we got business to do.
We got business to do. I mean, see, the thing is, me and Mr. Chin have been grandfathered in for 30 years.
Well, you're kind of old.
So it's, So it's, you know.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
I am, not you.
Oh, I was lost.
I accept my demons.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You look tired, though, Mike.
Yeah.
There's the, right on cue.
I've learned my lesson. Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so I have more new noise, you know.
Yes.
Matthew Sweet.
Mr. Sweet. I just want to say thank you, though. All kidding aside. Thank you for having us.
Because I'm tired and you're still here and I'm putting up with you.
I'm tired of looking at you.
You look tired. It takes a lot. You're doing great.
It does. Mr. James on the ride up here was just, you know.
Yeah.
He had his head out the window and he didn't want to listen and, you know, so
his ears flapping in the wind.
Ears flapping. He didn't want to hear nothing. So it's, you know. But we do appreciate
a stifled bark once in a while in heavy traffic.
Yeah. Some spit on the window and
wow
all kinds of bodily things, urine spitting,
urine here, urine there, you're everywhere.
All right, Matthew Sweet, new record out called Tomorrow's Daughter.
Tomorrow's
and this is called
Daughter.
Runaway
as he looks at me and Mr. Ian James.
The record's playing now, we have to stop talking.
so cruel. You smile and I see it too.
Never lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
History repeats, they all concedes. The clip replies, the same defeats. Keep your finger on the button issues with crocodile tears and a pocket full of tissues. I'm just an oiler slick and wind the world of the nervous tick. In a very fashionable hovel, I hang around and to be tortured. You'll never be alone in the bar.
bone arches. Battle with the bottle is nothing so novel. So in this almost empty gin palace, through a two-way looking glass, you see her Alice. You know she has no sense for all your jealousy. In a sense, she still smiles very sweet. Charged with insults and flattery, her body moves with malice. Do you have to be so cruel to be callous? And now you find you fit this identikit completely. You say you have no secrets, then leave discreetly.
I might make a California's Bobby Lott in Geneva's deepest bomb.
My hands were clammy and cunning. She's been suitably stunning. But I know there's not a hope in Hades. All the lattice cat caught wolf whistle. So called gentlemen and ladies, dark fight like rose and thistle.
I got a feeling I'm gonna get a lot of grief once they see me so.
So we're back again.
Indeed.
You get a feeling you get a lot of grief?
Say that again, please.
I get a feeling you get a lot of grief.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I'm happy and I'm upbeat and I'm...
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, what would... Explain. It's bad if you have to explain a joke.
I got a feeling.
I just typed Buffy and I don't know why. What
Buffy?
I meant to do Buddy. That's right.
Buffy guy.
Yeah. Buffy guy.
Buffy guy, the vampire slayer.
Yes.
He is. Very good.
Hi, it's Mike here. 10 of 10 in the morning. What is it? It's July 14th already.
Wow. 14th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your fourth, guys?
Looks good.
Fabulous.
Looks good.
It looks good. The fourth.
But it was in the rearview mirror, though. What are you talking about?
No, I was good. I'm having fun over here. What's the matter with you?
Lots of things.
Nah, the fourth was awesome. I hope everybody had a good one.
You know what I love about these stations is like the graffiti that the local bands and artists and DJs come in and do on the walls in the college stations.
Yeah.
And I misread. There's a sticker up there. It says Dad Frat. And that's got to be a band, but I read it as Dad Fart.
Of course you did. Well, that's why.
Of course you did.
Well, why wouldn't he? I would have.
Yeah.
I think anyway.
And you talk about me.
Yeah, they do.
So can we tell the nice people what we played?
Yes, please.
All right, go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
Well, that was Elvis Costello.
It was.
Beyond belief.
Yeah, it was beyond belief.
It was beyond belief.
It was a request from you. It was Imperial Bedroom Record.
You know, that's a classic. Jesus, I haven't heard that forever.
Yeah.
And then what we have?
Don't you listen to anything? Everything you request, it's like, I haven't heard that forever.
Well, it's everything.
That's him.
That's him.
I'm old school. What do you want from me?
You got time? I'll get a list. Before that was a kind of a...
It's cold in here. It's very cold in here.
It's the air conditioner, not me.
It's you, Mr. Newman.
Yeah, If We Go At All, local band, If We Go At All, protege kind of Fitzy from Bad Marriage. That was Lights Common 1970.
Good stuff right
really
there.
Good, huh?
Great
good
tune.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's recorded in Fitzy's studio. What's he call that? A Bad Something Studio?
I don't know if it's his studio name.
I didn't even know he had one.
What is it called?
What's it called?
It's about a dog. It's what is it called? I forget. But anyway.
It's about a dog.
What a nice production job, huh?
Yeah, very good.
Oh, that was very good. You kidding me?
Yeah, and Ian, you were saying it's like kind of Poppy Morrissey.
Reminded me of Morrissey, big time.
It's nice work.
Singing it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of work he did right there.
I hope it wasn't him, because if we go at all, I'd have something to say about that. It's like, what is Morrissey doing here?
Right?
Yeah. My Jerusalem, a pick from Ian James from the happy little album called A Little Death.
Yeah.
That was It's Torture! See? Exclamation point.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Cheering everybody up this early in the morning.
It's, you know, you listen to the song, though, and it's got a nice and it fits with today's world. It, but it doesn't...
And Jerusalem has a nice religious roots.
Yeah, very good.
It's My Jerusalem.
Yours.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. My Jerusalem is a really good band. I discovered them. You discovered them separately. But yeah, I mean, really nice sound on them.
Austin, Texas, they're out of.
The Rifles. Just before that, from the Great Escape EP a little while ago, that was called Sometimes. Very reliable power pop.
Yeah.
The good Rifles. Stuff. Good stuff.
When you need reliable power pop. Because the last thing you want is unreliable power pop.
And for more reliable power pop, this Matthew Sweet. Yeah, it's a new record. New Matthew Sweet. Tomorrow's Daughter.
So sweet it gave me cavities.
Aww,
it's called Runaway. It's called Runaway. And you guys can do that whenever you like.
He's looking at us. You guys can run away any night now.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to play some of your work, Ian James music and Wrong Path, and we'll talk more about your radio show. But if people were going to markskinradio.com, and what is up with Markskin? What the hell is Markskin Radio?
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell it is.
Well, if you go there, there's like a listen button, and you push it, and then like music and talking
it's like
comes
all these
at
other shows are on. There's some great shows
right?
on there.
24/7, they really are.
24/7, great free. DJs,
Yep.
Freeform, A to Z, anything you want to hear.
Yep.
You know, call in, go on the thread. They'll play it, you know?
They will?
It's a great station, great station.
So usually you're on, Mr. Davey, Mark Davey, on Cosmic Corner with this guy named Chris Chin.
Chris Chin didn't show up today. He's probably home right now listening.
I doubt it.
No, I bet he is.
I doubt it.
And he's probably got like his list out.
He's taking notes.
Why wouldn't he just come here?
Because Mr. James is here with
me. Oh, yeah.
And him and Mr. James do not get along.
8 o'clock. Christian's Cosmic Corner.
Christian's Cosmic Corner, 8 o'clock every Friday night.
Very good stuff.
Thank you very much. We have a ball doing it. We love everybody having come on and listen. And
And there's shows on there all throughout the day. Some are live, some are recorded.
24 hours a day,
They're just great.
Yeah, either way, if it's live or not, either way, it's a good show. There's a lot of great DJs on there. They play a lot of good stuff. A lot of knowledgeable, too. Very...
Yeah,
a lot of them are encyclopedias. You know, I mean, they just
I thought they were human all this time.
Well, I did too. You know, it's
why you just said that they're that doesn't make any sense.
Well, look who you're talking to, Mike.
He's not one of the encyclopedias.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm confused.
No, Mr. Newman is.
Less perfect.
Yeah,
less perfect. Who's less perfect?
Are we done? Are we done yet?
No. This can go on for days if you don't stop it.
Or Mr. James, look at that.
Stop it, please. All right. I could play some more music.
This is what it's about, having fun. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you play some music before I tell you to play some music?
Is it too early for Cognac?
No.
No, it's never too early for that.
Because there's quite a collab. Buddy Guy, Jeff Beck, and Keith Richards.
Keith?
Yeah.
Is he still dead?
Yep.
He's still dead.
He's still dead.
But Buddy Guy, you know, when Buddy Guy asks you to play on the record,
you go.
That's what you do.
You go.
Yeah. So they got a track here called Cognac. Should I play that?
Cognac.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is it Cognac or Cognac?
Yes. Stubby on the phone.
and whiskey make me wild. Get a couple of glasses and let's get drunk in style. I'm talking about cognac. Careful now, it sneaks up on if the late